Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, 8:13, hot and muggy and miserable today. If you could be walking around City Park, you got to take a lot of fluid in, and you got to pace yourself and be very careful of the animals. Somebody texted me and said, thanks for educating the public about heat and dogs. People leave dogs out in heat and storms or even run them on bikes. I've seen stories where dogs collapse. It is so important. That's from Jenny at Animal Rescue of New Orleans, and it is true. So be aware of that. The animals, when they tell you they're tired, they're hot. And don't let it get too far where you can't do anything about it. So the new master plan has been released after nearly 2 years of planning about City Park. And we don't have a map that we can hold up on the radio. So it's kind of hard to explain. But if anybody can, Rebecca Dietz, the president and CEO of City Park Conservancy, can. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I am okay. Tell me first, before we talk about some of the things that the plan calls for, just what went into deciding what the new future of City Park was going to be.
Absolutely. So it's been nearly 2 years of public engagement, research, and doing a lot of listening to the public. We've spent a lot of time with hosting community meetings, listening to focus groups, conducting surveys, meeting with people one-on-one, really trying to understand how people want to use City Park for the next 20, 25 years, and also what they love about it now. How can we make their experience even better?
When was the last time things were significantly changed?
So the last master plan for City Park was passed in 2005, mm-hmm. right before Hurricane Katrina. And it was that master plan that allowed us to make significant investment in the park after Katrina. And now look how far the park has come. It seems really fitting to me that as we near the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, we're honoring where we've been in the park and where we're going in the future.
So what did you hear from people most at these meetings that they wanted more of or less of? What do they want to change? What do they want to keep the same?
So what we heard mostly from the community was they love access to nature. City Park is a retreat in the middle of the city, and they'd like more of it. We also have a growing sports community here in New Orleans, and they asked for more opportunities for recreation, access to water sports. And then they asked for, as you can imagine, just some of the basics. Better amenities, restrooms, shade, more water fountains, more places to cool off.
And how are those going to manifest, those things you heard going to manifest themselves in the proposed master plan?
Absolutely. And I will encourage your listeners to go to our website where we'll be posting some of these pictures so they can see. But the highlights of the plan include a new trail network on the north side of City Park. This will provide access to over 200 acres of native Louisiana habitat and will connect the entirety of the north side of the park. We're also proposing...
Hey, let me slow you up a little bit, Rebecca. So I'm looking at the north side of the park would be near what? Wisdom, Marconi, City Park Avenue?
Yes, so north of 610, south of Harrison.
Okay, gotcha. Just trying to keep it straight. So you're talking about what having there, more hiking trails?
Yes, hiking trails, walking trails, biking trails. And we're also looking to restore much of that area to, again, native Louisiana habitat. Right now, a lot of it is kind of fallow golf course, old invasive weeds. So we want to restore it to native landscapes that many people in New Orleans don't have the opportunity to see or experience.
So what would that be like, Rebecca? What kind of native landscapes are you talking about?
Like Cajun prairies and pine savannas. If you can imagine, restoring the shorelines of the lagoons to attract more wildlife, more birds, bringing back some of the native habitat rather than some of the invasives that we deal with now. You know, most of City Park used to be swampland, and so restoring some of the native trees and plants really will just encourage and improve the ecology throughout the park.
What about some other changes?
So you can, the plan is recommending additional multi-use sports fields, a new park amenity center, again on the north side of the park, restoring the lagoons in City Park so that we can encourage recreational water activities. We're recommending a new boathouse in City Park so that people have access to Bayou St. John from the park. And we're also recommending a civic water feature at the entry of Marconi and City Park Avenue, really an opportunity to invite people to cool off, enjoy a little water when it's super hot, and also a civic plaza area.
So
part of the master plan goal was to welcome people into the park.
When you talk about renovating the lagoons, or how did you phrase it, what does that look like? What would that be?
Yep. So restoring the lagoons it's a big endeavor, but one we're really excited about. It includes deepening the lagoons, creating more movement in the water so we have less invasive weeds in the water and vegetation. Right now, it's kind of hard to get a boat through some of the lagoons because vegetation has been allowed to grow up, and we'd like to clean all of that out, add some movement and some aeration in the water so that people can take a canoe out there or a paddleboard.
This is going to be a dumb question, but where does the water come from for these lagoons? These were man-made lagoons? I don't know.
These were man-made, hand-dug during the WPA era. And the water from the lagoons comes from Lake Pontchartrain through Bayou St. John and into the lagoons.
Okay. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back because I know I'm getting a lot of text here about some different ideas. One thing I do have to ask you about is pickleball because I got to believe you got some requests for pickleball. Maybe not. And also about all of this takes money, and where's that going to come from? We're talking to Rebecca Dietz. She was on with us a couple of times before talking about planning meetings, and now they have concluded the meetings, and they've come out with a master plan for the future of City Park. If you have any questions or comments, you can text them in to 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along. More when we come back. 820 Traffic Now, WWL. All right, 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Rebecca Dietz, President and CEO of City Park Conservancy, talking about the new master plan, I guess, if you will, that's been released. Rebecca, I asked you before the break, I got to believe you heard something about pickleball as much as that's taken over the nation?
Oh, absolutely. We actually heard from all kinds of sports enthusiasts, but pickleball is high on the list, and we've identified areas in the park for new sports courts that can be programmed for things like pickleball.
Wait, new sports courts that can be programmed for things like pickleball. So it'd be multi-use courts? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. If you can imagine, some people love to play handball. Some people love to play racquetball. Some people love to play pickleball. But if we can create sports courts that facilitate all of those uses, then we can meet the needs of more people. So, and also, there are opportunities to expand pickleball in the current tennis facility.
Somebody texted in about what's happening with Scout Island. Will scouts ever be allowed to camp there again? I never was a scout, so I don't know anything about that.
That is certainly our hope. Scout Island is one of the areas of the north side of the park that we'll be restoring to native Louisiana habitat. And the goal is to return it to an area where people can use it at night. the reason we don't do it now is because we don't have security in that area. It's not an area that we can fence off or secure at night. But that is a program we would definitely like to bring back.
So let me read you this text, Rebecca, because I like to bring the audience into it, right? The text says, the reality is New Orleans has far more green spaces and grass than any city can afford.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This costs real money. Grass with the rains of Louisiana is very expensive. Revenue-producing revenues for the park is the first priority, and they're talking about, another text comes in, talking about maintaining what you have now before you improve it. Tell me about funding mechanisms for all of this, and where's that going to come from? Or do you have do you have a price tag on it, first of all, on a master plan, and then where does the money come from?
So we don't have a final price tag on the master plan. We do have cost estimators working on that right now. We know that the last master plan for City Park invested about $200 million into the park, which, again, sounds like a big number. But over time, it's not unmanageable.
Not with what you're talking about doing. $200 million doesn't sound like a lot to me, but go ahead.
No, agreed. So I think we'll be looking at definitely more than that. And I hope the community doesn't get too stuck on a number and instead focuses on why City Park is worth the investment. But I couldn't agree more with the listener that says we have to take care of what we have. I can't go ask people to trust me with their park or their money if I'm not taking care of what we have now. But we will be looking to diverse funding sources to fund this plan. We want to make sure City Park remains affordable and accessible to our community. So we'll be looking at federal, state grants, national foundation funding, philanthropy, and we're going to be launching a capital campaign for City Park pretty soon.
What is the situation with maintaining the park now? Are they able to take care of everything they need to? Do you have the funding for that?
You know, it's 1,300 acres. It is a lot of infrastructure that's over 90, 100 years old. So we are doing the best we can to keep up with all that. But it's a challenge just like anything else we have in this city. But I will say this, the public should expect to see some major investment in infrastructure in City Park over the next few years. We are renovating restrooms throughout the park. We're repairing sidewalks, repairing some really old pipes that run under our facilities and under the streets. So not unlike the rest of the city, but we're trying to do our best.
And somebody wants to know about the park as it relates to revenue being self-sustaining or something in there that would be revenue producing. Is there any way that could ever happen or not?
So there are elements of the master plan that we're recommending will be revenue producing. We're recommending renovating some of our old shelters as well as this amenity center on the north side that could have opportunities for concessions, boat rentals, things like that. So again, the goal is to ensure that City Park is open, accessible, affordable. But there are opportunities to generate revenue in the park as well.
Thank you, Rebecca. Appreciate your time. President and CEO of City Park Conservancy. Where do people go to see the pictures and when are they going to be up?
NewOrleansCityPark.org.
Okay, and they'll be up later on today?
Yes, they will.
All right, thank you. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break, come back. We're going to talk to Matt Willard, a Louisiana State Representative, about the political goings-on as it relates to this whole fairgrounds thing when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.